The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you. The Fresh Transient Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay. This is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How you doing, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm here. I'm here. You're here.
Get We're used here. To it.
Yeah.
That's how it goes, right?
I want to float in the parade.
You ain't floating nowhere, all right?
I float in water, thank you very much.
So do small rocks.
And turds, but all right. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk more about Maui. There's some interesting shit that's come out this week about that.
You think?
Bob Barker, Bray Wyatt, AEW's all in. Trump, Ukraine, it's a mess this week, as is every week. Top 10 draft this week, Star Trek characters. And of course, your listener questions. Vince, are you ready?
I'm ready to be done.
We're going to start with some TV news, but this is more was on TV streaming, but now you can buy it and bring it home. Physical. Disney has announced that Loki, WandaVision, and Mandalorian will be the first Disney Plus original series to get physical releases. Loki first season will be on DVD and Blu-ray September 26th. WandaVision on November 28th, and Mandalorian first and second season December 12th. So, hard copies. Probably a smart way to do it.
Yeah, dude, they can't take it away from you.
Mm-hmm. We got a question yesterday, I think it was this week. I don't know, I've slept and took meds. Been wonderful. About Justin Roiland. From Rick and Morty and all that.
Yes.
Apparently he was on a show or helped co-create another show called Solar Opposites that's on Hulu.
Yes.
He is still gone from that when he was fired due to the domestic violence charges. British actor Dan Stevens has taken over Roiland's lead role as Krovo, but viewers have noticed that other characters that Roiland voiced are not him either. Apparently, they are Canadian actor Eric Bauza, who used to work on Rick and Morty and other shows. He's doing the voice of the other characters that Roiland used to voice for the show. So he is not back. He's still fired. All of that. So.
But he didn't do anything, right?
He was found not guilty. He was acquitted of all charges. Now, is he still a Hollywood weirdo? Yeah. But everybody broke ties with this guy, and nobody's hiring him back. So that kind of makes you wonder, is there more that nobody has leaked out yet? So, I don't know.
Or they were just looking for their out.
A way to get rid of him?
I'm surprised he hasn't sued the fuck out of him yet.
If he hasn't, then he must know that if it goes to trial, they could say some shit. I don't know, but I don't know. In June, Netflix announced it would acquire a slew of licensed content from HBO. That kicked in. Apparently, Ballers and Insecure are now on Netflix, but coming in September, Netflix is going to be showing The Pacific, and Band of Brothers.
What about Dream On?
Not Dream On. Just Band of Brothers and The Pacific so far. But
no Arliss?
Nope, no Arliss.
God damn it.
But I'll tell you what, Pacific and Band of Brothers.
Oh yeah, Band of Brothers is amazing.
Wow. Both of those series. I think they're series or miniseries, would you call them?
It's a miniseries.
Yeah. I got Band of Brothers on DVD over here. It's, holy hell, it's fantastic.
Yeah, Band of Brothers is pretty good.
The strike is still going on, of course, and I guess one actress is a little hard up for cash, I guess. You may remember her from The Sopranos. Drea De Matteo. She was Adriana. She's doing the OnlyFans thing now. For $15 a month, you can see candid shots of the 51-year-old actress in uncensored poses.
All right. We get to see her gabagool.
Yeah, the molded gabagool, apparently. Ooh,
it's all flappy and shit. Smells bad.
Like a roast beef sandwich at a Jewish deli. That ain't horsey sauce. All right.
Selling that pussy. Boy, it's funny that happens. Boy, these actors and actresses, they start losing money. They got to get their pussies out.
Yep, we're on strike. Whoop. Off go the pants.
Yeah, it's... good for her.
And the crowd goes mild.
Yeah, right.
We got some sad news. First, we lost Batman. Now we've lost Harley. Arlene Sorkin, the voice of Harley Quinn for Batman the Animated Series, passed away last night. She was also Calliope on Days of Our Lives. So,
no shit.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't hear that.
Yep. Fellow voice actor Neil Kaplan was the one that broke the news on social media. So,
what's her last name?
Sorkin. Arlene Sorkin.
You know what? No shit.
That's Harley. I mean, I know that Big Bang Theory girl is the new voice for the HBO show or the Mac show, whatever you want to call it. And she does okay, but you know it's Penny from Big Bang.
And it couldn't be fucking Mark Harmon. Or Mark Harmon.
How dare you, sir? Couldn't be Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill.
Yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I went fucking soap opera.
Ah, yeah. And of course, the big TV news. Bob Barker passed away yesterday. Of course, Price is Right. Every kid that stayed home sick from school watched him. Died Saturday morning. He was 99. Natural causes at his home in the Hollywood Hills. Of course, it would be Bob Barker who got closest to 100 without going over. So, that's sure. A both good and sad joke all at the same time. So,
that's good. Yeah, but you know what the worst part is?
He didn't fall off the mountain like a little yodeler guy.
No, but that would have been amazing. No, fucking Tony got points.
Yes, points Tony.
Two people this whole fucking year.
We're tied. Tony and I are tied. He's still hoping for Jimmy Carter. And
you know what's going to happen.
Everybody and their brother is going to die in December from a nuclear bomb.
Me? Well, except for them, of course. It'll be, you'll get one. You have one.
Yes.
Tony's got one now.
Yes.
It'll be me and Lopez with one. And we all tie.
Oh, you think we're all going to tie?
We're all going to be a four-way tie.
Let me pull out the list here. Let's see.
It's going to be a four-way that no one wants.
At least we'll be multiracial.
Because I can't look at Dan in the face. I can't look at him.
You're looking for Dick Van Dyke or Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Lopez is looking for, man, trying to figure out which one is Carol Burnett, Tom Selleck, Shirley MacLaine. So just going by who's the oldest.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's go into movie news. Blue Beetle hit the box office and, well, it hit the box office.
It ain't Ted Kord.
No, it's not. It's Jaime Reyes, and it didn't do good.
No.
Let's be honest. It did not do well. But the reason that Warner Brothers is saying it didn't do good, Tropical Storm Hillary. The storms that hit Southern California is being blamed by Warner Brothers for the reason that Blue Beetle did not do well, because they were hoping for a big Hispanic turnout in Southern California for the movie.
Well, they had to swim across to get here. You can go to the fucking theater.
Well, the jokes write themselves. So. Yeah, so apparently now Blue Beetle didn't do well because of an act of God. Well, that's what you get when you call Batman a fascist and you cast George Lopez.
Mexican-Americans!
Let's see. Lionsgate, Hollywood film studio Lionsgate. Mask mandates are back. If you work for Lionsgate, you gotta have to wear medical grade face masks, except when alone in an office with the door closed, actively eating, actively drinking at their desk or workstation, or if they're the only individual present in a large open workspace, can you not wear the masks? They must perform daily self-screenings and stay home if they have symptoms or have traveled internationally in the last 10 days. They're also reintroducing contact tracing and providing at-home test kits when needed. We're not doing this again.
I'm not doing this.
I didn't do it the first time. I was the asshole going the wrong way. Remember when you would go to like Walmart and they would have arrows on the fucking floor because you're like sheep? And yeah.
I never went.
I purposely went the other way just to fuck with people.
I'm not doing this.
Nope.
Again.
Nope.
Y'all can suck my ass.
Well, you'll be an outcast from society.
Good.
Cool. Remember, people like the outlaws. All right. The only other thing for movie news, I guess if you're not doing OnlyFans, you should make alcohol. Matthew Lillard, Shaggy from Scooby-Doo and Scream. He was in the original Scream, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. He now has his own brand of whiskey. He's teaming up with Blue Run Spirits for his own offshoot brand called Find Familiar Spirits. Yes, this is a Dungeons & Dragons-themed whiskey. Whiskey is available in limited quantities. First four bottles in the series will be named after D&D characters. He went on to explain this. The first one's about a paladin. Let's see. An undercurrent of spice to reflect her fighting spirit. It's bottled at 100 proof. Quests in Paladin is a blend of straight bourbon whiskeys from Kentucky and Indiana. So,
oh my.
Sure, why not? Just get that fucking Eggo sipping cream. Tastes like waffles and syrup. All right, yeah, moving on. Let's go to comic book news quickly this week. Image Comics Skybound is going to launch their first Transformers series, and we get to see the first G.I. Joe comics as part of their Energon universe. That comes in November, as well as Void Rivals, which is the new, I think it's Robert Kirkman's book, but I don't know if that's tied in yet or not. Larry Hama, the G.I. Joe guy, continuing both from Marvel and IDW's runs. They're going to reprint the first Marvel comics, which promises to restore Hama's original unedited dialogue, which was never before seen in print. So, I'm wondering what the hell they cut out. What did Marvel cut out of Hama's G.I. Joe book? I mean, is he... Because Hama served. Because I talked to him when I met him at that convention. He's like, yeah, I served. And that's kind of why I went to G.I. Joe. So, and created everything.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's pretty much it for comic book news this week. Here's your recommendations for books that came out. Moon Knight, City of the Dead, Issue 2. The big seller of the week is The Immortal Thor. This is the same team that did the really good Immortal Hulk run, so now they're taking on Thor. That first issue came out. Batman Beyond Neo-Gothic Issue 2. Bill and Ted Roll the Dice. Yes, this is Bill and Ted's D&D book. Issue 3 came out. Batman The Audio Adventures Number 7. Dark Knights of Steel Issue 12. Batman, The Adventures Continue, Season 3, Number 7. This is the continuation of the cartoon. King Spawn 25. And just because I like animals, the Marvel All-Animal Team-Up book, Marvel Unleashed, Number 1, came out this week. So it's all the pets all teamed up. So I believe it's led by Throg, the Frog Thor. So there you go.
Nice.
All right, let's go to wrestling. Before we get into the obvious big news, Edge presented WWE what it would take to retain his services, but WWE apparently declined to match. This has sparked a belief within WWE that, yep, he's gone. He's going to AEW. He knew that what AEW would offer him. He said, here's what they're offering me. WWE did give Edge a counteroffer. He did admit on social media that he has a contract extension at his house, but he doesn't know if he wants to sign it or not. So go get your money from Tony Khan, man. Work with Christian and your neighbor's FTR. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
You've done everything in the other company. There's nothing more you can do.
Right.
So
they don't want you, so yeah. Fuck them.
Of course, let's get to the bad news. Hall of Famer, former NWA World Heavyweight Champion Terry Funk passed away at the age of 79. He had been battling dementia the last few years. Of course, I would change my pick from Terry Funk to Miley Cyrus and the Deadpool because I'm retarded. I make werewolf movies.
I make werewolf movies.
Gee, why did I switch that? God, I swore she was gonna like OD like in March, so I thought I had a
look. Point. Look, there's a difference between thinking they're gonna do it and wishful thinking.
Yeah.
You gotta just stick with the numbers, man.
I should have. Yeah, the numbers don't lie. Damn it. And of course, the unexpected news was the passing of Bray Wyatt, real name Wyndham Rotunda. Triple H posted that he got the word from his dad, Mike Rotunda, former IRS. Apparently the family did want this part released. They told Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful to report that Wyatt came down with COVID early in the year, and apparently the illness exacerbated a heart issue, and it was a heart attack that ended up causing him to pass away. At the age of 36, he leaves behind an ex-wife, a current wife, and four children. Young children. WWE Shop has set up that all net proceeds from Wyatt merchandise will go directly to JoJo, his wife, and their children. I'm not going to lie. My first thought was, did he take the shot?
Of course he did. They had to.
Yep. All the tributes, of course, have been pouring in. Not a single person has said a bad word about him. People were, when he was alive, they didn't necessarily like how he wrestled. He was very creative. He wanted to take the presentation of wrestling into realms that it had never evolved into before. I know he had last year he was down here about a couple hours away from where I am and was working on a horror movie. So he had kind of started to transition into doing movies. I don't know the status of that project, but 36, holy shit.
Just a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was just a kid.
I mean, I'm not man, the oldest man, guy but, in the room, but yeah, I mean, he's just a kid. It's not.
I feel. I mean, this is different than Funk. Funk almost made it to 80. We knew he had been ill. This one's just like that. It's like, what the fuck? We knew he'd been off. They had said he had been off for an injury or an illness since before WrestleMania because he was going to fight Lashley at WrestleMania. Apparently, but the recent reports in the last month or so was that he had been getting better and they had already started creative plans for him to come back. And then the heart attack.
COVID.
Right.
I find that hard to believe.
I hate to say it, but my first thought is the shot got him. Because remember, they were mandating all types of shit, and there was only a handful of wrestlers that said, no, I'm not taking that shit.
Yeah.
And they were demonized, because I believe it was like Nia Jax said she hadn't. I know Killer Cross said he was never going to take the shot, and he never did. Same with Scarlett. A bunch of wrestlers after SmackDown, because they were in, I believe, Louisville for SmackDown, or Lexington, went out and got Wyatt tattoos all together. I know Killer Cross did, Braun Strowman did, a bunch of the like backstage workers all went to a tattoo parlor and got Wyatt tattoos together, so... But man, fucking 36, holy Christ. But all right, let's move on. We got two pay-per-views tonight. Let's do predictions. Vince, we're gonna do Impact Wrestling's Emergence first.
Oh my.
No, you cannot click on these pictures because it takes you off of the page, because wrestling websites are...
You can't see anything.
$1 million companies, you can't hire the right person to get your website good. So if we can, we'll start bottom right.
Yeah, and
work our way up.
Yep.
So these first two are the kickoff shows, the countdown to Emergence.
You ready?
Yep.
The X Division action, Alan Angels versus Mike Bailey.
Yeah. Speedball should win this. So Mike Bailey, him and Angels work really, really well together. So, but so it should be a good match, but Bailey should win.
Okay. I don't. Mike Bailey, sure. Yep. Next match, champions? Question mark?
No, nobody's a champion in this.
It says champions, question mark, at the top, bud.
Oh. Huh, hey, that's some shit. I have no idea.
The Good Hands versus Hendry and Umura. How about Hendry, Joe Hendry and Yuya Umura?
That's very well done.
I'll go for them because the Good Hands sounds like a fucking gay strip joint kind of dealy.
Like in Muncie. Yeah. Yeah. Joe Hendry shouldn't lose. So.
Yeah.
All right, next match takes place on the main card.
This is the Digital Media Championship. Kenny King versus Johnny Swinger. I don't know why they did
the picture like this. Like everything else has a nice graphic, and then you get the Swinger match. It's hilarious.
Yeah, this is... whoever does the web design is an idiot.
This is on purpose, because Swinger is... His whole character is he's stuck in the 80s. So... Yeah, he keeps like talking, like holding up Vince Senior for money, and it's hilarious.
This is awful.
Swinger is not going to win this, by the way. It will be Kenny King.
Yeah, the black guy.
All right, next match:
Knockouts tag titles. MK Ultra versus Shaw and
Giselle
Evans.
Shaw and Savannah Evans
versus the Coven versus Death Dolls. Who's the hottest ones? I'm gonna go with Shaw and Evans.
I could see them winning somehow, but I'm gonna stick with the champs, Masha and Killer Kelly, MK Ultra. So, even though the hottest out of all of them is Rosemary there on the end, but.
Which all right, one's next that?
Match. The one in the neon green.
I can't tell. Her face is all fucked up. I was looking at the blonde and the white in the middle with her tits hanging out.
Blonde and the white?
Shaw. Oh,
that's the used to be a fella.
Oh! That dude's got great tits.
Best money can buy.
See, even men are better women. All right, next one is no disqualifications.
He said Bruce Jenner out loud.
Diener
versus Eric Young.
Okay. I was looking for the other guy's name, and it's so small I can't see it.
Yeah, it's Diener with Khan.
That looks... I'm going to go with Eric Young.
I believe this is, what, no DQ? Yeah. Diener might win this since it's no disqualification, but I'm going to pick EY. So, all right.
Are all these guys wrestling at the Blue Oyster? Is that...
No, it's just a graphic. It's somewhere in... It's at Rebel Entertainment Studio in Toronto.
Oh, my God. Toronto. Okay, next one. Sonata returns. Sonata versus Jake something.
Yeah, Sonata's not losing. He's New Japan champ. So
great. World Tag Team titles, Subculture with Danny Luna versus the Rascals. I guess I'm going to go with the one with the chick.
Will Subculture be a transitional champion is the question. They've been doing Rascals versus ABC leading up to this. I'm going to pick Rascals. I'm going to pick new champ.
Sure.
All right, next match.
Back to school match. Eddie Edwards versus Frankie Kazarian. I'm going to go with the...
This is taped at Killer Kowalski's wrestling school in Boston, where both of them trained.
I'm going to go with Frankie Kazarian.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Kaz, too. I think that's the right pick.
Always bet for the Armenian, right?
Yep. The guy that cheated on his hot wife with a porn star years ago. So,
yeah, yep. That's how it works. Eight-man tag team war. Oh, my. Time Machine and Josh Alexander versus Bully Ray, Moose, Brian Myers, and Leo Rush. Oh, man. The Asian fucking Michael J. Fox?
Yeah, he's the Time Splitters team was him and Alex Shelley. They added Saban, the other half of Motor City Machine Guns, and made Time Machine. And then you get Walking Weapon. I think they're winning.
Dude, I'm going for Asian fucking Michael J. Fox.
I need to show you his video of him doing a Back to the Future entrance at New Japan. It's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, main event.
Knockouts World title rematch. Trinity versus Deonna Purrazzo. I don't usually go for the Mediterranean, but I think I'm going to go for Deonna Purrazzo.
Normally, I would go with you, but I don't think they're taking the belt off of Trinity. Too big a contract, too big a name. I think she's keeping the belt.
Oh, it's too bad.
They work okay together, so it should be a good women's match.
Sure.
All right, there's our Impact picks. It's time for the show. We'll be going on as we get the show posted, but it hasn't yet, so we can do predictions. All in Wembley.
All in Brett Bongistan.
We will start bottom right to left. This... in front of at least 80,000 paid fans. So, first match.
Jack Perry versus Hook.
This is for the FTW belt. I'm going Hook. Taz's boy.
Yeah, might as well. Fuck it.
This will be a good way. Jack can lose the match and then move on to a actual belt that matters. So,
yeah.
All right, next match.
Ring of Honor World Tag Championship Aussie Open versus MJF and Adam Cole.
Yep, Aussies are winning. Probably due to shenanigans.
Good day, mate.
Yep.
Well, because they're all related, yes, and they're in a penal colony.
Well, my guess is the shenanigans in this match, since it's on the kickoff, will tie into the main event later on. All right, next match.
The coffin match. G.G. Allin with Sting, Swerve Strickland, and Christian Cage versus.
Dude, I Love Turtles and Sting are not losing. They actually filmed this leaked out, like the video before the match.
Yeah.
Sting is doing a Jack the Ripper thing. There's a picture of him like in a top hat and overcoat walking in a London alley.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, Sting doesn't lose. He's Sting. Plus, he has the guy that likes turtles. So. Yeah.
G.G. Allin.
Yeah, right. G.G. Allin loves turtles.
Fuck yeah, he does.
All right, next match.
What is this one?
Jericho.
It's nothing. Chris Jericho versus Will Ospreay. Chris Jericho.
Jericho can take the loss. I'm picking Ospreay.
Really?
Yep.
They're going to let him lose?
Jericho attacked Ospreay at an indie show last night. So, yep, I'm picking Ospreay. Vince is going with Jericho. All right, next match.
Trios match. Kenny Omega, Hangman, Adam Page, and Kota Ibushi versus Konosaki.
Take a shitta.
Jay White and Juice Robinson. Shit.
Tekashita.
Shit. I'm going to go with Tekashita and Juice.
I'm going to go Kenny. Kenny's team. Juice will take the pin. Because they have to set up Kenny versus Tekashita for next week's pay-per-view. Yes, they're doing a pay-per-view next week in Chicago. So, yeah, I'll pick that one. All right, next match.
AEW World Trios Championship. House of Black versus The Acclaimed.
With the returning badass Billy Gunn. So, no more daddy ass. He's back for one match as badass Billy Gunn.
Okay.
He's not coming back. He did retire. He's not coming back to lose. So
that guy.
Yep. The gay guys and Billy Gunn.
Sure.
All right. I mean,
they could be wrestling in the Blue Oyster, but I don't think the London has a Blue Oyster because of all the Sharia shit.
I thought London was a Blue Oyster.
All right. Stadium Stampede, Blackpool Combat Club, Santana and Ortiz. Santana?
Yep.
No shit. He's wrestling now? Is he old? He's too old for that shit, though, right?
Nope. Mike Santana came back. He blew out his fucking ACL like a year ago. Guy at the top. Not that Santana. He's coming up next segment.
Oh, okay. Versus Best Friends?
Yes, Chuck and Trent.
God damn it. This is even gayer than the last fucking wrestling match. Orange Cassidy, Eddie Kingston, and Penta El Zero Medio.
Yeah.
Not going to work here anymore.
It was supposed to be Ray Phoenix, but he had visa issues, so they had to write him off. It was supposed to be a 12-man match, not a 10-man match.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Carlos Santana.
Yeah. The Blackpool's not losing. Yeah.
Then get up there and sing Oye Como Va.
Plus, this can set up Claudio versus Eddie for the next pay-per-view, maybe? I don't know.
Sure.
But it's Stadium Stampede, so it will be shenanigans. It will take place all over the arena. Anything goes. Should at least be fun. It should be fun. Better be fun. Or else I'll be doing XP glitches during the match. All right, next match.
Dude, you're going to be doing XP glitches during the match. You've been doing them all fucking... This guy is like level 83 already.
I'm
2 days into the new season. He's
37, thank you very little.
37?
Yeah.
In a row?
Yeah.
Three people got that joke.
I don't care as long as we did.
Real World Championship, CM Punk versus Samoa Joe. I'm going to go with the diversity hire on this one.
Sweet Tooth should win this, but they're going to let Punk win in front of 80,000 people because Punk to AEW is the new Hogan in WCW. It's his way or no fucking way. So
that's stupid.
That doesn't work for me, brother. I'm not losing.
But yeah. He's a turd, though, right?
That's what he's a dick. So.
Like, he was okay for a while, and then he turned into a turd? Is that...
He's always been a dick. It's just to what degree of... And he's... Since he's older, it's now crotchety old man levels of, I don't like you, you're not even allowed in the same building as me.
That's nice.
Yeah. Somehow the boss of the whole company lets him do that shit. Weird.
He's got hot dog money to burn.
He does.
You ready for the next one?
Yes, I am. This is a match I'm looking forward to.
AEW Women's World Championship. Pudding and Jello.
I wish.
Babaya.
Soraya.
It looks like a fucking bee, bud.
It's Paige.
I can't see anything. Soraya and Hikaru Shida?
Yep, Shida. It's a four-way match.
It's all versus. Versus yep. Tony Storm versus Dr. Britt Baker, the dentist. Painless, the fucking dentist. I'm going to go with Tony Storm because she's the hottest one there. And maybe Britt Baker because she's second hottest.
Shida is the hottest.
You're fucking stupid.
No, I can show you. There's some pictures of Shida.
Oh, yeah, there's some pictures of her sliding down a banister.
Yep. See, this is what happens when Hollywood's on strike. This is what happens when Hollywood's on strike and we don't have other shit.
Yeah.
Plus, we need to laugh before the second half of the show because it's all really bad.
Yeah, she's Asian and all it's slanted, you see? So she's sorry.
Paige cucked her boyfriend with Xavier Woods, for fuck's sake, so you're immediately disqualified.
Ooh, what happened?
Oh, I will show you that off air. Yeah, it's... Tony could win this, but I'm going to say Sheeta wins. Sheeta held that belt all through the pandemic, and I think this is a thank you run.
Well, nobody wanted to be around her. I mean, she's the one who cooked the shit up, right?
Japanese, not Chinese.
Whatever, they all look the same.
It's like sushi versus one cat. Cat, yeah. Damn
it. Just plus he smells like fish.
I hate this show. All right, next match.
We've been doing it for too long.
Yes, we have.
Oh, AEW World Tag Team Championships, FTR versus the Young Bucks.
FTR Bald and FTR Road Rage versus Matt and Nick Jackson.
I'm going with FTR.
They got to take the belts off of him because old boy could be, he's looking at like 5 years in jail, man, for the Road Rage incident.
Who? Which one?
FTR Hair.
Oh man, yeah, I bet they're gonna lose then.
They have to. I mean, they don't have to, but if you're gonna do it at the biggest show. All right, that takes us to the main event.
The AEW World Championship, MJF versus Adam Cole. Adam Cole looks less gay. I'm going with Adam Cole.
Adam Cole wins because he's gonna be the one that turns on MJF. With help from the Kingdom and Roderick Strong. Because I think they're going to cost them the Ring of Honor belts that'll kick off the show. And that'll be a ruse. They'll help Cole win. We get a new Kingdom faction. That's my prediction. And then MJF will go completely nutso. So.
Sure.
Yep. All right. That was our AEW picks. That wraps up wrestling news. Vince, you got anything for video games?
I have a lot for video game news. The most important thing of the week, Fortnite Chapter 4 Season 4.
Yes, sir.
Star Wars skin, a vampire boss.
Yeah, Star Wars skin, possibly level 100 battle pass.
New augments on the go bag. Any container you open will have an item in it that will be in a heist bag. The sniper striker. Snipers give siphon upon damaging enemies. I haven't got that one yet.
I've only seen that once.
Have you hit that? Have you got that?
I've only seen it once.
Ammo drop not only grants ammo, but also makes it so enemies drop more ammo than usual, which is amazing. Get that one. First shotgun. Your shotguns will deal increased damage on the first shot. Pistols.
That's a big one.
Yeah, and I think that's how a lot of people are fucking me up. Pistol salvo. Your pistols will have reduced fire rate, but increased damage. Fast fisher, swim faster and instantly loot fishing spots when you wish through them when you swim through them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. That comes up a lot, but I'm never near any really fishing spots. So.
Yeah. It's, yeah, I don't know. Let's see. Who, the other six character, Nolan, Chance, Vampiric Villain, Cato Thorn, Piper Pace, Fish Thick,
yep.
May and Antonia, and then somehow they brought in Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds as a skin.
Yes, the TikToker, the silent guy that just does the hand thing, shows the people to overdo simple tasks. He's a skin now, so.
It looks like Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds.
It does, yes.
Which is completely okay, because it is kind of cool.
And let's just say the best thing they've added to the game so far is the rocket.
Oh, Jesus.
You get to ride basically a fucking tactical nuke. So,
for what, 50 meters?
It goes almost 150, 200 if you aim it right. If you aim it right, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I got fucked up. I'm tired of getting fucked up.
After the first week, it'll be better.
We're getting owned. Tabletop RPG fans can get 74 Dungeon Crawl Classic modules for only $25. Humble Bundle, baby.
Oh.
Look it up. I thought about buying it. Because all you really need then is the actual the player's hand guide and maybe the DM guide if they have one, and then a monster manual. But I don't even know if they have that or not.
Or you just make up shit as you go.
Or just make up shit as you go. I just like to have references, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Call me crazy.
Crazy.
Last thing I got: RoboCop Rogue City.
Ooh.
Comes out in November, baby. Yeah.
Is it a third person shooter?
It's a first person.
Oh.
It's first person, but it's like an arcade shooter kinda.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Like time splitters.
I don't think there's any jumping or running.
I hope not.
I mean, it's RoboCop, but Peter Weller is.
Yes.
Yeah, he's back, baby.
So,
Ann Lewis will be reprising her.
Really?
No. Oh, never mind. Never mind.
Oh, they did not.
They did not. I'm sorry.
Well, still, we got Peter Weller. All right,
yeah, Peter Weller. That's fine. Yeah. All we need is Peter Weller.
Yeah.
All we need is Peter Weller. Hellboy, Web of Ward punches in October. Comes out in October. And Baldur's Gate got a big patch. So
there you go.
That's it. I don't just get fucking just play
just
Fortnite.
Get on Fortnite, goddammit. Get to kill people. I didn't know if you had this, Vince, the Nintendo news.
Mm-mm.
Charles Martinet, the voice of Mario. Since 1991, is retiring. He is stepping back from recording character voices for our games, according to Nintendo. He will now serve as a Mario ambassador. His last voice work for the character, or for anything, was the Super Mario Brothers movie, where he did the voice of Mario and Luigi's father. And I believe his last line that he ever recorded was, those are my boys, talking about Mario and Luigi. So,
nice.
There you go. All right, let's go to music news real quick here. They're trying to cancel Legends. First Legend they're trying to cancel, them being the woke mob, not the other them. As in E.T. the every single time. Alice Cooper. The 75-year-old singer has been dropped by his sponsor Vampire Cosmetics after he came out against trans surgeries for children. But he's not the only one. As Vince alluded to earlier, they're now trying to cancel Carlos Santana. Because video of him speaking at a concert came out when he said, quote, when God made you and me, before we came out of the womb, you know who you are and what you are. A woman is a woman, and a man is a man, end quote. So now they're trying to cancel old Carlos.
That's no good. That's no bueno.
Elder abuse for going after Cooper, and then discrimination races against Santana. So
no more Mr. Nice Guy.
There you go.
He was against everything.
Yeah.
And now that he's like, quit fucking with kids. Now they're angry.
It's the Nick Merckx thing. Just leave the kids alone. Yeah, leave
kids alone.
It's not hard. Yeah.
That's fucked up. All right.
That's it for music news this week. It's time for Song of the Week. We'll plug our friends. And when we come back, we're going to draft Star Trek characters, kids.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay. The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
Like your music heavy, then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
As you take a fucking drink.
I was trying to time it before you started, but and we're back.
Yay.
edit.
Nope, leave it all in.
Fuck it, we'll do it live,
all of it in. I slurs and all.
No, we no longer care.
All right, time for our top 10 draft Star Trek characters with a final tally last week of 4-3.
Ooh.
Vince gets yes. The number one pick.
This is odd. It's odd.
Fuck.
I like going first, so I'm going to go first. I got to get mine first.
Get taken.
Now hold on. Now, listen, I'm going to preface this list this time around, all right? I went different.
Oh.
Because I was talking to a buddy of mine, talking to Tim, and he started throwing shit at me. And ooh. I was thinking, we were both along the same lines. It's like, that's the way I'm going to go. That's the way I'm going to go.
Okay.
My number one.
Oh.
Is Garrick.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I forgot how to spell that. G-A-R-E-K. Yeah.
G-A-R-E-K. Elim Garrick.
Yeah.
He was in the Obsidian Order. That guy's backstory is nuts.
Okay, not how I thought you were going to start this.
Yeah, I went that way. Oh, it's going to get even weirder. I'm not winning this.
I'll take Picard.
Yeah, I'm not winning this in the sense, in the traditional sense. I think every one of these is a tugboat pick. And you know what? Yep. I don't give a fuck.
Because I'm okay with that.
The backstories on these guys are amazing.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Who's your second round?
Gal Dukat.
Ooh. Really?
I told you. I went nuts, man.
Okay. Now, you going like this is making me change up my list. Because I had a couple on here that I was like, if we get to them, I'll take them. But I got to take them now or you're going to take them. Give me Q.
Okay, I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one. Which All one? Right,
John Delancey.
Okay.
All right. Third round.
Give me Q.
Fuck. Corbin
Burnson.
I'm writing this down as the other Q.
Q2 is Q- what they called him in the script.
Yes, so he's Q2.
Yes, but he was watching Q.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Corbin Burnson's Q.
All right. Give me Kirk.
That's it. I'll take it.
All right.
Against my better judgment, and I'm taking it now, Sisko.
Yep.
Of course. Fucking Hawk, all right?
That's true. I mean, come on. It's a-
come on, man.
Give me Data. I don't like that giggle.
No, that's fine, bud.
I don't like that giggle at all.
No, that's fine,
I'm
bud.
Worried. All right. Fifth round.
Vic Fontaine.
He was on there.
I love Vic Fontaine.
Damn, he was on there. All right. You're taking the weird picks. I got to get my weird picks out of here. Reginald Barclay.
God damn it. Fucker. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
I had to take Helen Mad Murdock.
That's fine. It's not fine. It pisses me off, but.
All right. Sixth round.
Khan Noonien Singh.
Khan. Yep. Yep. Now, you're not going Cumbersnatch. You're going...
I'm fucking...
Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island.
Same character, but... All right.
The plane! The plane!
All right. I got to go with my other weird pick here just to get him out of the... Oh, there's two. There's three.
No, go ahead.
I got three weird ones left. All right?
Yeah.
If I take this one, nobody except hardcore Trekkies are going to know this. But I don't care because I'm going to lose this anyway. Give me Harry Mudd.
That's good. That's good. That almost made the list. I liked Mudd.
That's a U, not an O. That's why I'm trying to write with my offhand. All right. Seventh round.
Moriarty.
Really?
Yeah.
The butler from The Nanny.
Yeah.
All right. Give me Spock.
I like that. Yeah. You're going mainstream. That's cool.
I'm throwing here and there. Yeah. All right. Eighth round.
Give me Miles O'Brien.
Yeah, O'Brien, yeah. He was on my list for sure. Good character arc for him, by the way.
He's seen more action as a Starfleet officer than anyone else. He's been in more battles than any other Starfleet officer. Did you know that?
I knew he was up there. Yeah. All right. My eighth round pick. He was on multiple shows, so I have to take him. You already know who I'm taking, don't you?
No, no, go ahead.
Worf.
Okay. I got, no, yeah. I like
multiple
it. I like
shows. It. His arc on Deep Space Nine was amazing.
Yeah. I wish they'd do more with that.
Yes, I do too. All right, last two picks, round nine.
I'm going completely left field. Luther Sloan of Section 31, played by William Sadler.
I had him at the very bottom when I was going for deep cuts.
Yeah.
All right. I got most of the main. Him. All right. I can go weird ones now, right?
Sure. We haven't had any crossover except for when you took fucking Barkley, fucker.
Give me Gary Mitchell.
Ooh.
You like that pick, don't you?
That's good. I like it.
All right, last pick.
Jadzia Dax.
Damn it. I was saving that. You win. Damn it, you win. You took the hot one.
I took the hot one.
Fine. I which one of the three, four hot ones left do I take? Seven.
Oh, no shit. I thought you were going to do Roller In.
No.
Took seven. Huh.
All right. Here's our list. Vince took Garrick, Goldacott, Q2, Sisko, Vic Fontaine, Khan, Moriarty, Miles O'Brien, Luther Sloan, and Dax. I took Picard, Q, Kirk, Q1, Kirk, Data, I can't write apparently, that's a D, Reginald Barclay, Harry Mudd, Spock, Worf, Gary Mitchell, and Seven of Nine. Who else did you have on your list?
You ready for the five?
Oh, you only had five left? Okay.
The Doctor from Voyager.
Yes, I had the Doctor.
Gowron.
Okay.
Kirk, just because.
Yeah.
Roller In.
Yep.
And Admiral Marcus.
Ooh, that would have been a good pick. Yeah, yeah. I had Scotty, Bones, Quark the Space Jew, Tuvok, Uhura, just for historical reasons.
Sure.
Bashir, Geordi.
Bashir would have been a good one.
Bashir would have been a good one. Geordi, Janeway, Odo. I almost took Odo. T'Pol, the Borg Queen. The Traveler.
Yeah, Traveler would have been good, too. I thought about having that.
Kira. And number one. Not Riker, the real number one. The one now played by Rebecca Romijn. Because it's Rebecca Romijn.
Sure.
Thank God she lost to Stamos. So.
Really? I think the best part of her was the Stamos.
Well, you like Greek meat. You like Euros.
I do.
All right, let's get to some listener picks here. Roboto comes in with Luke, Anakin, Darth Maul, Watto, Jar Jar, R2, Mace Windu, Padme, Vader, and his favorite ship was the X-Wing from Phantom Menace. Yes, he was fucking with everybody. So. We love you, Johnny.
Oh, that's good shit. I like that.
Brad comes in, Kirk, Spock, Picard, Data, Riker, O'Brien, Dax, Garrick, Archer, and Saran. Damien came in, Reginald Barclay, and Tuvok. Chris came in with Spock, and he's then he goes on to write about the Klingons, his least favorite thing, because he says it's a missed opportunity to actually have them as, like, you could have wrote them like a samurai, Viking, warrior race type of thing, and basically you made them angry space pirate type of thing. He goes on to explain, and it's a really good read in our Facebook group, so could have made them like Spartans, could, you know, could have done a lot more with the Klingons than they did. So
yeah.
Which is why I really liked Worf's DS9 arc. Because it did go into that a little more. So all right. Thank you, everybody. All right, Vince. We have a listener question this week. comes in from Twitter. He says, so what with all the news about China and Ukraine and everything going to hell, it seems, what is your opinion on what to focus on and what to do if something goes off the rails? A, I think that's not an if, it's a when things go off the rails, because it's coming. Here is my answer that may not make a lot of sense. Don't focus on China, Ukraine. That is thinking macro. That's big, big thinking. What's going to affect you is the micro, the your block, then your neighborhood, then your city, then your county, then your state. You got to start local as to what is going to affect your day-to-day life when the big things happen. So find out, you know, you don't have to come out and ask them, but you can kind of gauge, you know, what's kind of my neighbors leaning one way or another? Because it may come to a point where it's if you're not with us, you're against us situation. And it's best to know who's on what team.
Yeah.
And then find, you know, certain people that may have jobs that, I'm trying to word this correctly, let's call them enforcers of, let's say the government goes off rails, or where do their enforcers live? Know that. And then you kind of just build from there. I know the, isn't like the military calls it an area study? Is that what it's called?
I think so, yeah.
It's basically intelligence gathering. It's information. It's knowledge. Knowing things are going to be very important. Yes.
No, knowing is half the battle.
The other half is violence.
Yeah.
Knowing. Because see, a lot of things would like, yeah, we're going to go fight, and, you know, all the. Most wars are won not only with the fighters, but with the support people. With the, you know, who's got the food? Who's got, you know, communications? Who has knowledge of, okay, this is going here, this is going here, this is how we do things here. You have to focus on your local before you can really, I wouldn't really worry two shits about China until they drop a bomb.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be like, okay, they dropped a bomb in New York City or LA, fingers crossed, for LA, not New York. How does that affect my local? Are they going to put everybody martial law lockdowns? Well, if so, who's going to enforce the lockdown? That type of thing. So that is my, without going too far into many, many details, my advice. Vince, you got anything to add to that?
No, that's
something
perfect.
Completely different?
No, that's perfect. Yeah, the China isn't a problem now yet when you're trying to buy a goddamn donut or a gallon of milk.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You got to think small to big. That's has to be local. What's going to affect your physical day-to-day stuff and your family? You know, hey, the wife is friends with so-and-so, but they might not think the same way as we do when it comes to certain things. So kind of keep that an eye on that, you know. It's just, it's weird times to live in. So that's, like I said, without, it's stock up on food, water, and shit like that. Load mags. That's, I mean, the basics. Yeah. The basics and be ready. But knowing things when you're ready will be a big jumpstart help. So, all right. Thank you for the question. Vince, it's time to go to Clown World. Did you see the stories? We're going to Maui.
Oh, my.
I, the more stories I see come out of this thing, the angrier I get. And I'm not a local that lives there. The governor of Hawaii, Josh Green, Democrat, appearing on CBS's Face the Nation last week, said that there's some mistakes were made by local officials and private companies during the disaster, but those mistakes were aggravated by climate change.
Do you see they just arrested 79 people in Greece for...
I have that coming up, yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So the CBS host actually said, are you saying that you're talking about global warming, you're saying climate change amplified the cost of human error, and the governor doubled down saying, yes, climate change.
He's an idiot.
See, that's a thing that affects your local. Those are the people that affect your local. So Biden went to Maui. He took time off of his vacation. By the way, he's been on vacation 2 weeks this month. There's only four in the month, by the way. And while talking, giving a speech there in Maui, he said, to make a long story short, I almost lost my wife, my 67 Corvette, and my cat in a house fire. Fact checker said that this was a small kitchen fire that was put out in 5 minutes. He then fell asleep during a meeting with victims of the fire. I can't say what I want to say. I think everybody knows.
I think everybody's aware of what's going on.
But then we have this. Citizen journalist Nick Soder put out a piece here that Maui police headlocked me for asking the mayor about missing children. The mayor knows the answer, but he's hiding it. The mainstream media has been refusing to press the mayor on this, so residents and I have been pressing him hard for the past several days. He's been demonizing and attempting to discredit me ever since. Regardless, we've been able to really blow the lid off this story. This is a cover-up. Children were burned alive. I've even heard horrific firsthand accounts from locals, that found baby bones in car seats and bones of a young boy laying on top of his dog to protect it from the fire.
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
The four schools in Lahaina served over 3,000 students. Only 400 have enrolled in other schools, and 200 are doing virtual learning. So that's 600. Where's the rest of the 3,000? As the human toll of the fire comes into focus, investigators are trying to determine what caused the fire. While no official cause has been announced, the Hawaiian Electric Company is facing scrutiny over its actions before and after the fire. The company told attorneys who are representing Lahaina residents in a class action lawsuit that it's possible, even likely, that evidence that relates to the cause of the fire may have been lost or destroyed. The equipment was removed from the area around Lahaina substation, which is thought to be where the blaze started, before federal investigators arrived. They admitted they destroyed the evidence of what may... There will always be conspiracy theories, but what they think caused the fire at the substation. Late last night, Hawaiian authorities issued a new evacuation order for that area after a new brush fire has broken out near the site of the previous fire. I guess they didn't burn it all the first time, so they started a second one to get the rest of the property.
Arson.
Then you had a person sent this, wishing to stay anonymous, and sent me this email by FEMA, sent to their nonprofit who is headed to Maui to help with disaster relief. They're being asked to stop posting any images or videos while on the ground, effective immediately. The letter reads, out of respect for those who perished, we are asked by Maui County officials to pause on posting on social media and elsewhere new imagery of damaged disaster debris starting now. They are asking for a full stop on disaster imagery going forward. This time, we have not been asked to take any of our videos or photos down. Our team on the ground is coordinating with the county for further guidance to ensure we will remain fully aligned. Cultural sensitivity is of the utmost importance in all our response and recovery activities to this disaster. This letter was signed off by Justin Knighton, director of FEMA's Office of External Affairs. Huh, why wouldn't they want new video and pictures coming out?
Well, they can't show the evidence, goddammit.
That's exactly right. Then you had this. Some online investigators have been digging around using search engines and stuff, and they came across something, a plan that apparently has been in the works for a while called Jumpstart Maui. Apparently, it is a Chinese-style social credit score smart city plan that has been in the works for Maui. Seems to be a lot of dot connecting going on, doesn't it? I literally can't say if I was a parent, and God forbid.
Dude, Can't even imagine.
No, I'd be on the news. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, yeah.
I believe I'd probably be on the phone with a guy walking by, and I'd tell the person on the phone, get ready, you're going to hear a loud bang. If you get that reference, you know. All right, moving on. Pascal Ferrier, 56, has been sentenced to 22 years. This is the woman that mailed the rice into Trump. She's a dual citizen of Canada and France. She pled guilty to sending a letter containing rice in 2020 to President Trump and others. In the letter, she referred to Trump as the ugly tyrant clown and added, "If it doesn't work, I'll find a better recipe for another poison, or I might use my gun when I'm able to come enjoy free rebel spirit." The threat came even more chilling when she was arrested trying to drive across the border to Buffalo. She had a gun, a knife, hundreds of rounds of ammo. She apparently made the rice in her home in Quebec. When she was arrested later for refusing to leave a park after it closed, police found 8 similar letters sent to law enforcement officials in charge of the Texas jail where she was held. In one letter, she instructed Trump to give up and remove his application for the election. She was asking people on social media to shoot Trump in the face. In court, she insisted that she is a peaceful and genuinely kind person. Her lawyer tried to do the defense that his client is inordinately intelligent, saying that she had earned a master's degree in engineering while raising 2 children as a single parent, and that she should be spared jail time. Whack jobs.
I'm surprised they didn't give it to her.
No, I am too. But then you had this one. It gets worse. Former social studies teacher was arrested earlier this week for threatening to shoot Trump and his son, Barron. Apparently, this crazy bitch, Tracy Forenza, 41, was arrested Monday morning in Chicago on a charge of transmitting threats to kill or injure months after she traveled to Florida to stalk the president's young son at his high school. Security guards at the school had found her outside. The sheriff said these are not idle threats from behind a keyboard. She had several outbursts during her hearing, shaking her head repeatedly and then addressing the judge as her attorney pleaded with her to stop, saying, "I've been contacting the school for years trying to get them to follow mandated reporting protocol. People are not trained in the technology involved. I was going to pass out flyers to parents warning them before school started because no one was listening to me." She claimed that Trump is the leader of a pedophile ring and that the government followed her former students in Chicago and used remote sexual stimulation on them.
So she's crazy.
Yeah. Went to the boys' school. Thank God he didn't go to school in fucking Uvalde, Texas.
Yeah, no shit.
That school had security. Barron School, not fucking Uvalde. We know how that went. She was going to try to kill his kid. This fucking is the Democrats, Trump man. Derangement. They don't just not want him as president. They want him and his entire family dead. All right. Speaking of Trump, he was arrested and released on $200,000 bond this week. His mugshot was released. He has already raised over $7 million from merchandising the mugshot. So, we hate Trump. Well, you've made him even richer.
Yeah.
And now the most famous mugshot in history.
On so. Trump, trumped up. On bullshit charges.
And the only person still in jail out of everybody that was arrested, the black guy.
Yeah.
Welcome to fucking Georgia, right?
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yeah. But then there's this. Apparently, Secretary of State David Sacklin, this is in New Hampshire, who will oversee the nation's presidential primary in just 5 months, says he has received several letters lately that urge him to take Trump off the ballot, saying that people are telling him the Constitution empowers him to block Trump. Scanlon, a Republican, says he is listening and will seek legal advice to ensure that his team thoroughly understands the arguments at play. They're going to try to take him off the ballot illegally.
No, they're going to do it legally. It'll just be, you know, shenanigans.
Right.
You want a civil war?
That, man.
This is how you get a civil war.
That's local.
Civil wars have started for less than this shit.
Started over the price of fucking tea.
World wars have started for less than this shit.
They kicked the guy out of art school. Well, and he was a really good painter. I've seen the pictures.
He's no Picasso, but goddamn it, he's better than Bob Ross, okay?
Well, yeah, I'll go with that. All right, let's go to Texas. Police chief of Texas abruptly quit after it was his force was hit with major staffing shortages due to the defund the police movement. And it's not just any Texas police chief. This is the police chief of Austin, Texas, the commie part of Texas. Said it was with a heavy heart, but it was the right thing to do to step down. Basically, they cut $150 million from his budget by the Democrat-run Texas City Council after their own scandal following a shooting of an unarmed black man in April 2020, weeks before the George Floyd chicken dance. It was so bad, it got to the point where detectives were actually answering 911 calls. So, chief said, fuck you, I'm out. Austin.
Hey.
Keep Austin weird, right? There you go.
That's what they wanted.
Yep.
It's like New York and all the immigrants.
Well, here's another thing. Seattle, police and fire will no longer be answering mental crisis calls. Crisis responders, a.k.a. social workers, will be dispatched instead. By the way, they are not allowed to be armed. So I'm sure that nothing bad will happen. Now, Tyrone, you're on the fentanyl. Calm down. Quit joking, mate. Yeah, that's Seattle. Let's go to Toronto. Jordan Peterson has been ordered by the Ontario College of Psychologists to undergo what they are literally calling re-education training over his social media posts about free speech and speaking out on gender bullshit. Peterson said, I will video record all further hearings and mandatory re-education training courses and broadcast them unedited on YouTube for the world to see. He has to pay this out of pocket. The consultants that are re-educating him, that word should frighten every fucking body, will charge $225 an hour. The program could be extended at the discretion of the coaches if Peterson's progress is not up to their liking. This is also he can keep his professional psychiatrist license.
You know, he's never going to get that back.
But he still has it.
Yeah, he's going to go through this re-education bullshit, and they're going to come up with some bullshit reason to not let him have it.
It's at their discretion.
Right.
So it's moving goalposts completely.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
That's Canada. Under Justin Tricastro. Yeah. All right.
We don't like what you say, so we're going to make you say what we want. You.
Re-education yeah. camp, basically. But let's stay up there in the north. You know, Canada has, they just put in the assisted suicide thing, right?
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Well, the numbers are out. The rate of assisted suicides per 100,000 people is 38. Just to put that into relationship. The U.S. total firearms death rate per 100,000 people, including justified murders, 15. If you take out suicides, it's 7. So Canada's assisted suicide rate is 5 times the rate of gun deaths in the U.S.
God. That's fucked up.
But guns are the problem, not the government, the killing you, right? And if you won't do the assisted suicide, well, they'll just burn you out from wildfires that are still going on up there.
Yeah, we'll just burn you. We'll just set you on fire.
Holy fuck.
That's fucked up, man.
This next thing, talk about absolute salt in the fucking wound. Michael Byrd, the man who murdered Ashley Babbitt during January 6th, he got a promotion this week. Now he's captain.
Well, shit, yeah.
Yeah, that's another one. I can't say what's going through my head. It's racist. Sure. No, it's violent, is what it is. The Federal Reserve announced that they will continue to raise interest rates because inflation is still too high. Bidenomics. In a shot to the right of free expression, Denmark has now banned Quran burnings, and Brazil has made homophobic comments punishable by prison sentences. I think the people of Brazil to disagree with that go over to Argentina. Wink. This is probably the scariest news of the week. The BRICS meeting has been going on this week.
Yeah,
did you see this?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see what's going to happen starting in January?
Oh, yeah, I saw it. It's everybody's worried about Trump. And
right. The South African president, who's kind of the spokesman for BRICS, this week said, we've reached an agreement to invite Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia to become full members of BRICS. Membership will come into effect starting January 1st, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
The dollar is dead.
It will be.
It will be.
I mean, it's kind of on life support right now, but...
Well, yeah, it's backed by nothing. Get your shit now before a loaf of bread is $1,000.
Yeah, because
and that's not hyperbole. That's what it is right now in Venezuela, because their money has failed.
And I'll tell you something right now, folks. My kids ain't going hungry.
Nope. The mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, his office came under fire this week after his official website published a picture of a white family and said that picture does not represent real Londoners. So a white family is not a real Londoner.
Who are the Britons?
Yep, can't say that one either.
Some fucking watery tart handing out scimitars.
You guys voted in a guy that poops in a fucking hole in the ground, all right? Doesn't know how to use a toilet.
You have to poo in the loo.
Look at the holy cow! Literally, it's a holy cow. Mm-hmm. All right. I got to move on because it's just fuckery. 14 major United States cities are now part of something called the C40 Cities Climate Leadership Group. They have put forth goals to be reached by that magical date of 2030. Are you ready for their goals, Vince?
I'm ready.
0 kilograms of meat consumption. 0 kilograms of dairy consumption. 3 new clothing items per person per year. 0 private vehicles. 1 short-haul return flight less than 1,500 kilometers every 3 years per person. Now, what are the cities that have signed on to this? Austin, Texas, Boston, Chicago, Houston, Los Angeles, Montreal, New Orleans, New York City.
New Orleans?
Yeah. Philly, Portland, San Francisco, Seattle, Toronto, Vancouver, and Washington, D.C. Now, something I noticed about every one of those cities.
The demographics?
The ones in the United States. They're all Democrat controlled.
Yeah, they also have the highest density population of black people, too.
Yep.
Do you want to go back to slavery? Is that what they're trying to do?
No meat, no dairy. You only get 3 new pieces of clothes a year. You don't own a car. You can only have 1 flight every 3 years. Welcome to your 15-minute smart city. You don't ever have to leave, and you will eat and do what we tell you.
Shit. Ain't none of y'all leaving the plantation now.
Yeah, because of the climate, the weather.
Oh, shit.
Don't eat meat or dairy to appease the weather gods.
Shit.
Didn't the
That's about my god bird.
Shit. Didn't the Aztecs do that when they were taking the fucking hearts out of children to appease the weather gods?
I don't know.
As Vince said earlier, multiple people.
79
so far in Greece have been arrested for setting fires that have killed nearly 21 people this week that was originally blamed on climate change.
Yeah, Greece is I'm surprised the Golden Dawn hasn't just fucking gone nuts.
Yeah.
I don't understand why the Golden Dawn hasn't fucking I don't understand.
Buy gas before the price really jumps because the third largest oil refinery in the U.S. is shutting down after a major fire happened this week in Louisiana. So look for the prices to fucking jump again.
Oh, no shit. That caught fire?
Yeah,
no.
Weird, huh? Yeah. We told you last week that Alex Jones got insider info that lockdowns were coming back, and now that's being reported by everybody. But then this came out. The federal government has already begun buying COVID equipment and hiring consultants to enforce pandemic-era safety protocols. Some of the contracts are scheduled to begin September, October. Biden this week mumbled some shit, and apparently he said he had just signed off on a funding request from Congress for a new vaccine that is necessary, that works, that everybody must take.
Yeah, I ain't taking shit.
Let's put it this way. I'll take you with me.
Yeah, I'm not taking shit.
Remember how we told you the original was all a plan?
Do what?
The original COVID, all that shit was a plan?
Yeah.
Speaking at a World Economic Forum panel, Moderna CEO Stephanie Bancel admitted to having prior knowledge in 2019 that there would be a pandemic in 2020, saying, quote, Moderna had made 100,000 doses in 2019 for the whole year, and I remember walking after Davos into the office of my head of manufacturing, and I said, how will we make 1 billion doses next year? He looked at me funny and said, what? I said, yeah, we need to make 1 billion doses next year. There's going to be a pandemic, end quote. So she got this after the WEF meeting at Davos. Hey, there's going to be a pandemic. They told her. It was a setup.
It's a trap!
All these people have died from this fucking shot.
Yeah.
I want to say more. I really want to say some shit.
I ain't taking shit.
Nope. I'll take you with me. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, you're past your expiration date, bud.
Dude, I am 10 years past.
I love you. You know that, right?
No, 12. I had a birthday.
Carry the one.
I've had 11 years of overtime.
Yeah.
From when I was supposed to die. I'll take a whole shit ton of you people with me. I don't even care.
Yeah.
I'm good to go home, okay?
I'm ready to go home.
I get to go. Yay. All right, next story here. A man in Norway, because Norway ain't the Norway that they used to be, has been locked into a psychiatric ward against his will after police came to his door. Why, you ask? Because he's shared a social media post that questioned the shot and climate change.
You know, if they're coming to your house and arresting you for questions, you know something's up.
Then you know you've hit the mark.
Why is this? You can't ask that. Boom.
You're jail. Going to a psych ward.
Yeah, you're going to the gulag.
Right, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's...
The federal government is going after Elon and SpaceX. They're being sued by the Department of Justice. Why, you ask? Quote, discrimination against refugees and asylum seekers and its hiring practices, end quote. Huh, Elon doesn't hire the stupid brown people, so now the Department of Justice is going after him. Yeah, I said it. That's exactly what the charge is. So the people that are not qualified to make space rockets are not hired, so the government must sue.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Right. Next thing here, a private jet belonging to the Wagner mercenary chief, I can't pronounce that name, crashed in the Tiver region in Russia on Wednesday, killing 10 people, including the head of the Wagner group himself. Did you see the video of this?
Yeah.
Because the plane looked just like it dropped straight. It was weird.
Yeah,
well, people heard a bang, and then the plane went straight down.
They got fucking froggy with Putin.
That's my first thought, is because Putin has said in multiple interviews for a dozen years now that the biggest thing he cherishes is loyalty. And this guy took CIA money to try and do a coup, and now your plane goes bye-bye.
Yeah, it's funny how that works, isn't it?
Yep. Would you like to know where some of your American tax money that's going to Ukraine is being actually spent?
No, I don't want to know, because I'm pissed off it's going there anyway.
Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. I apologize. Zelensky's mother-in-law just bought a $4.9 million mansion in Egypt and lives next door to Angelina Jolie. How did she get $5 million to buy a mansion in Egypt when they just spent almost that same amount to get the same thing in Israel? Last story of the week, and this is something to keep an eye on, not something to worry about yet, but the communist regime in Nicaragua has announced they are going to allow Russia to build military bases and station cruise missiles in their country. By the way, Nicaragua is only a few hundred miles south of Cuba, which is only 100 miles from Miami.
Guess who's guess who's building shit in Cuba right now?
China. Nicaraguan missile crisis, part Biden.
Ice cream. Take your shot. Everybody has to take their shot.
Hunter, stop it. Stop smoking the crack. Hunter. Jill, I pooped myself.
Come wipe my butt, Jill. Ice cream. I got ice cream in my pants. It's chocolate. It doesn't smell like chocolate ice cream.
It went in chocolate. It came out chocolate.
Who put this stinky chocolate ice cream in my pants?
I'm going to push this red button. What's it do? Does it bring me ice cream? No, Joe, no. That's how the world's going to end. You know what? He's going to think it's the ice cream fucking button. Like I said, I'm ready to go. Got any final thoughts, Vince? This wacky-ass bad week.
Keep your stick on the ice, and if women can't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. Ask yourself, what would Henry Bowman do? Thank the bus driver on your way out. And focus on your local area.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we will talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.